This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Drums, please.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show on a Tuesday. Let's get to some headlines very quickly. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Yesterday, we had some history in North American sports. So that includes the NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, and MLS. That is Kevin Sullivan breaks Freddie Adu's record for the youngest MLS player to debut in a game. Leroy, wow. Do you know how old he was?
15?
14.
Wow. I think Freddie was 15.
Yeah, he is 14 years, 293 days old.
You're putting a child on the field.
So basically, Messi could be his dad.
Yes. Yeah, essentially, yeah.
I think Messi may have a kid that age, actually.
Messi is another person who started very early. So as we see that trend hopefully continue in the MLS, that just means that our talent level is getting better at a younger age, hopefully.
You're putting 14-year-olds on the field?
One of the things that's different that here than in Europe in a lot of sports.
Yeah.
And this is why basketball is catching up internationally. Is because at a young age you can be in a club.
Yeah, right? Play professional.
You can play professional. And so a lot of these kids, so when we look at the G League, you look at kids now, you can go out of high school and go to the G League. Well, they in effect have what is a G League for high schoolers. And in soccer, they have like youth clubs that they groom these kids. So you got 13, 14-year-old kids that are learning how to be pros, which is amazing to me because that's one of the things I said about Jovic. Wait a minute. Why are we calling him like he's 1 year out of college when he's been a pro longer than a lot of the guys you got on the team?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is how you start it. You know, this is how you continue to build that trend, that young farm system, if you will.
Right. Now, I will say this. You also could have a heat situation in MLS. You start doing, then they're going to be like, who is it? Pulisic?
Close.
He was really young and he was a star and now he's in the EPL.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. That's going to happen a lot. Like, if this kid's already getting on an MLS field at 14, by the time he's 17, he's going to be playing overseas.
Because that's where the money is.
Exactly. That's where the prestige is.
It's like Europeans coming over here to play basketball.
Right.
Freddie Adu was also 14 years, but he was 14 years, 306 days. So it's honestly like a, 13-day difference between the two?
Pretty much. So he just barely beat him out.
And
honestly, I hope this kid turns out better than Freddie Adu because, he peaked at 14, unfortunately.
Yeah. Prior to him in the other major leagues, NBA, NHL, NFL, WNBA, and MLB, Andrew Bynum previously held the record for youngest, and that was 18 years, 6 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, a pretty big moment yesterday, definitely. And I saw as soon as he got me.
Where's Andrew Bynum from? Is he Canadian or something?
Hmm. I think he's American. Bynum?
Let's check it out.
Oh, but he came right out of high school, right?
Yes, he did. Yes. So that was like right before
the. LeBron was the last year.
Yeah.
I think LeBron was the last year they did straight out of high school.
Yeah, he came straight out of high school. He went to St. Joseph High School. Let's see where the hell he's from, though.
New Jersey, I think, right?
Yeah, he was born in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from Plainsboro, which is like, could you not come up with a worse name for a place?
Wow.
Welcome to Plainsboro.
Sure, it's a beautiful place.
I'm sure it's amazing. To all our fans in Plainsboro, I mean no disrespect, but go to hell. The Marlins are back in action. Not sure if you guys are interested in hitting the ballpark this weekend. The Marlins will be taking on the Mets tomorrow at 7 p.m., followed by Saturday and Sunday. Again, continuing the series with the Mets, you got a 140 first pitch on Sunday, 410 on Saturday. So some early games if you want to get in and get out. Okay. Won't take up most of your time. Like I mentioned, tomorrow's at 7:10 p.m. Other than that, we mentioned it before, Randall Cobb retired in the NFL, joining the SEC network. So good luck, Aaron Rodgers, throwing the ball to randos.
Well, he's got his guy Lazard there, right?
Yeah, Lazard's pretty good.
Another one of his old friends.
I mean, he's got a stud wide receiver, too. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
And Garrett Wilson.
That's true. That's right.
Garrett Wilson, he's got his pal Lazard, and we'll see. He's 40 with a bum Achilles. We'll see what he does.
I'll be more worried about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now when we come back, I previewed this before we went to break. We got summer jams on the playlist. And these are all-time summer jams.
If I better see some multiple choice.
You can't play Summertime because you led with that.
Correct.
Coming back.
That was correct. The only one I would have gotten. So when he led with that, I'm like, no, he took that off the table.
Will Smith, no cussing.
Yeah, I respect it.
Like Heavy D. Y'all remember Heavy D.
I think Eminem mentioned Will Smith doesn't have to curse in his records. But I do, so bleep him and bleep you too.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I remember that.
Hey, I got to tell you, that guy, and you can't get him because he gets himself.
Yeah. Now, the thing about, let's talk about the structure of how we're about to play this, because this would be a little bit different.
You know, I don't like this.
Each person goes first.
No.
You can't have randos.
No, it won't be. So what's going to happen, I'm going to ask you guys to mute your microphones, and when I play the song, which will be in reverse, once you are aware of what the song is, you unmute your microphone and deliver your answer. That will determine who was first, because I don't have a buzzer system. Unless you want to do buzzers, unless you unmute your microphone and go buzz, I would love to hear what your buzzers sound like.
I don't like the buzz.
You know, no, I think I like that. So you're gonna unmute your microphone.
Jennifer's buzz would be okay.
Okay, I have the answer.
Yeah. So unmute your microphone. Give me your best buzzer, which you will be selected, and then you determine whether or not you know this song. If someone, if you get it wrong,
I barely know songs forward.
Yeah, my problem as well.
You know what? My problem nowadays is that. I can remember a song, but I won't be able to tell you who it is or what the name of the song is.
Well, I'll give you guys a sneak peek. I didn't make this one a brain teaser of any sort. These are all pretty popular songs for sure. And it's a wide variety as well, not leaning towards any specific genre. So
I hope so because look at all of us on this show.
Yeah, for sure.
Do we look like we all listen to the same?
No, all different sides of the spectrum. So.
Mainly me.
I got something for all of you, though.
I listen to all music.
Leroy does. He actually really likes songs that are in car commercials, though. That's where he really, really...
That's true. He's going to shine there.
He does his best work with car commercials.
Now, backwards, though.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out. If you're interested in playing as well, make sure you tune in to our Twitch and YouTube to see our beautiful faces and beautiful reactions. That's Miami 560 WQAM. We got more music trivia, summer jams when we come back. Summertime here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Lana Del Rey bringing in the summertime vibes as we get ready for music trivia.
It's too hot for that music.
That's fair.
That ain't chill music.
No.
Right? Like, it's too hot for chill music.
Maybe it's so hot that they kind of had to slow it down.
She has a new single.
She does have a new single? I like Lana Del Rey.
She has a new single with... Quavo, I think it was.
Oh, nice. All right, well, you won't find any Quavo on this list or none of the Migos. Instead, you only find certified hits. I explained the rules beforehand. I am going to play the reversed version of that. As soon as you are familiar with the song, you unmute your microphone and buzz in so that you can be selected to be deemed the winner of that round. Is everyone aware of the rules?
Donald. Well, yeah, because Donald just muted himself.
Oh, yeah, I muted myself early. I was so aware.
Can I tell you, Donald, every time we play trivia, Donald is not messing around, dude.
No, I take trivia very seriously.
He's not messing around. Donald, if you're interested, I'm hosting trivia July 23rd. Anyone listening? Okay. Marvel
trivia. I'm going to be in Charlotte, though.
All right, well, you're dead to me. How about that?
Sorry.
Let's move on to
Leroy. Are
one.
You familiar with muting yourself?
Leroy, are you okay? Oh, look at that!
Wow, look at that! Okay.
All right. Let's start with a softball here. We're gonna start with the softball, if you will. This is entry number one.
Okay.
Wait, I buzzed in first.
Hold on.
He buzzed in first.
Dono buzzed in. What is your answer, Dono?
Well, and I knew this even before Leroy blurted it out so impolitely.
Blurted it out.
What?
Beat it by Michael Jackson.
Beat it.
Let's see. Let's find out. Pretty good, Dono. Pretty good. First one, you know, pretty easy, right? Fair enough. J-Fig, did you have any idea what it was prior to them both answering?
Yeah, but I forgot that I was on mute.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Leroy, remember to buzz in before you...
Hit unmute, then buzz, because it's too many steps.
It is a lot of steps. I was confused for a second if I was doing it wrong, but yeah.
I'm hosting and producing the show.
Because I said, and then I
tell me.
Said it, I unmuted myself, and then gave the... But nobody heard me because I was muted.
All right. let's... All right, look,
First of all, I'm going to tell you something, Dono. No gyrating. Because that gets me nervous and make me rush my steps. I gave the buzzer and I was still muted
because
I
saw you him play on his damn hands.
All right.
I saw you play on your hands.
Well, all clearly right. It worked, right. Whatever I did I'll to throw you off your again. Game.
Let's go right. Mute back. All right. Ready?
Let's do
go.
It again. This is entry number two. All right, Dono buzzes in. Dono, what do you think this is?
Is that Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yep.
All right, 2-0 for Dono.
Grohl the drummer?
Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl. See that? I know music. Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Your smarticles are showing.
Don't be afraid to get on in there, J-Fig. Don't be afraid to get on. Okay,
you
there.
Know what? Yeah. Dono might bite me.
Dono raised again with the dot. No raising of the hand.
Like, you have to raise your hand now, too?
All right, I got very excited that I knew it.
No, how are we doing this?
All right. So let's take away.
We can stay. No, we don't need to mute ourselves.
Yeah, that's
raise
it.
A
that's
finger. It. First finger. You first don't say finger. Nothing until you get acknowledged.
Okay, right. So don't even unmute until Marcos acknowledges.
No, you don't even mute at all.
No, no, yeah, just don't mute at all.
Don't even mute.
Finger.
It's too many steps for the people.
Finger. First finger.
First
Marcos
finger.
Determines what
all right.
Who had the first finger.
He's got to be paying attention. Though.
I do.
He
I do.
Won't be looking.
No, I'm going to look. I'm going to look. Riot. I promise. I'm going to. It's going to turn into a riot on here. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, Dono pulling away 2-0. Let's see if we can continue.
Because of all his damn gyrations and crap.
No,
don't hate.
No.
And there you go.
There you go.
Dono's first. Of course, he's the only one gyrating.
All right. No gyrating, Dono, please. Yeah,
right there. Right.
Try not
there
to
we
gyrate.
Go. That's all it. Right.
Ready? This is entry number 3. I seen Leroy's finger first.
Hotel California.
All right. Leroy says Hotel California. Let's see if he was correct.
Good ear.
Hey,
take that, Dono.
That's even out of my demographic, but I'm like I said, I like music.
He still did it.
See, everybody's saying, how do you know that? Because I love music. I listen to all kind of music.
That was impressive, though. That was pretty impressive. All right, you guys ready for entry number 4? Currently, now.
Put your finger down, J-Fig. Down. Lift it up. You don't just put it on
even
the side.
Even me doing that, you got me first.
Whoa. That's you, J-Fig. I'm happy that she's in there, though, because you know, for a second I was worried. I was worried about it.
The person who has to listen to the whole album and get the full meaning of all
you
the
know,
all right.
I don't like this.
All right.
I don't like this.
This is entry number 4. You guys ready for this one?
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Dono, jeez. Dono, what do you got?
This is how we do it.
Oh, wow. Montel Jordan.
Montel Jordan.
Wow.
I wonder why Montel Jordan couldn't get a rebound for somebody. Ain't he like 6'8"?
He is very tall from what I've heard. Very, very, very tall. One may say too tall to just be a singer. I think if you're 6'7", you got to do something sports related. Or
I didn't even know he was that tall.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. Now, this is the final one. I'm not sure if you guys are ready for this entry. This is in honor of those summers that you spend at your grandmother's house watching and enjoying television with her. That is what was the inspiration behind this last entry. You guys ready?
Ready?
Locked in? Let's do it.
Why does it sound like game show music?
Yes!
Because
Bob Barker!
This is
The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Dono, I saw you first.
You know what? Guess what? My grandma, she didn't speak English or anything like that, so this is just not fair.
Dono, I saw you as the first one with your finger up. You're already winning 3-1, so I'm going to give this point to Leroy. Leroy gets his point. Right. Leroy gets this one.
I thought this one. I'm the one that said game show music.
Oh, but you didn't know the game show.
You didn't know the game show.
I'm Hispanic.
All right, so you know what? She's right. It's not fair. I gave her something that, you know, she potentially may not have listened to. So let's give one option. This has nothing to do with summer, though.
Hold on. You mean like growing up, I was listening to Hotel California?
Yeah.
Wasn't everyone?
Who didn't?
Weren't we all? This one has nothing to do with summer unless you believe in Christmas in July. This is strictly...
Why would you include it, Marcos? Oh my gosh, a deception on this guy.
Well, it's really just to give you a point, but I mean, I can take it off.
Anyway. Okay, fine. If you say burrito salad on it, oh my God. Stop it.
Donna was still first, though. Donna was still first with his buzzer.
He said it.
No. The correct...
Put your finger down right now.
Donna's still with the buzzer.
No.
The correct answer.
Mi burrito.
Hey, can I just say this?
Yeah.
You could play any Latin song. I would know it. I might be able to dance to it, but I would not know the name of it.
That's fair. Maybe what if I play like You're Suavemente? Not even Suavemente?
I don't know the names of these songs.
Nah, that's fair.
Like, what is about the gasoline song?
Oh,
what the hell is that about?
Gasolina.
Is that Daddy Yankee?
Sir, I cannot.
I'm just saying.
I really can't.
What is this song about?
Can't explain.
I could explain it, but not on the
correct.
Oh,
cool. There you go. Okay. Hey, look. After 20 years, it clicks. I just saw it click in Leroy's brain.
Yeah.
He said, "Oh,
no. Oh, I didn't know it was something.
It was.
Yeah,
it was." That was our rendition of music trivia on the Tobin and Leroy
a little more
show.
A little less talking from the host, a little more music playing, because you had to give a whole description of the damn song. So,
to the
like,
last
yeah,
two songs,
just
actually.
Play the damn song.
All right, well, it sounds like someone who lost 4-1, really. I understand.
Hey, I mean, all right.
More Tobin and Leroy when we come back. There's no way I can be the only one hearing the sound effects that are being...
The childlike laughter?
Blared through the microphone.
No, I was watching...
It's Leroy, and I'm out here blaming you.
Hey, I was watching something ridiculous. Ready?
Yes.
Look at this.
All right. It looks what like a that? Roller coaster that's going...
Oh, right. Oh my gosh.
And you know what I was thinking?
Ooh, what were you?
Look at all them white people.
Fair. That made me want to throw up. Just
no, that's too much. Too much.
I just
too much.
That's even too intangible for me.
No, nah, that's too crazy. That doesn't even look fun, though. It looks like you're just literally holding on for life.
You want tortured? You want
I'm
to be
like,
tortured.
What in the world are they doing?
Before Leroy was watching a hilarious video, I played Happy Birthday from Stevie Wonder. And do you know why, Dono?
Whose birthday?
I'm guessing it's somebody's birthday.
Wow, he's good. It is indeed Leroy's biggest foe, JFig. No, Leroy's biggest foe, Bam Adebayo, celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, it's Bam's birthday.
Hey, Bam.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Bam.
Happy birthday, Bam. 27 years old.
Always, Bam.
Always.
27?
27.
Mm. Yep.
That's where they say the prime begins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hitting the prime.
Well, they say 6 or 7
on,
years.
On prime day. Or are
so
we
this
a day
is
late?
His 60th or 7th year.
It's prime day. He was drafted in 1943. No, drafted in 2017. So he is going on his 7th year, I believe.
7th year. Yeah.
Solid. Pretty good. Leroy, can you do us a favor of giving us an update of the golf leaderboard in the Open Championship?
Hold on.
Brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there. Last we checked, it was a bloodbath, according to Leroy.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty ridiculous. There is the leading score at the moment is 4 under, and that's one person, Shane Lowry. Justin Thomas is done for the day. He's at 3 under. Xander Schauffele is at 3 under. He's contending again. Alex Noren and Nicholas Højgaard, who has a brother also playing in it. If you want to look for any of the guys that we know, I like to go over a couple of the
how's
Scheffler the live players. Brooks Koepka. How's Scheffler is 1 under.
Okay.
He's playing right now 311.
Okay.
But let's get to some of the live players. Jordan Spieth is at 100. He's not a live player. Let me get down. I'm trying to get to Tiger. Tiger. Oh, Åberg shot 4 over. Åberg. DeChambeau, 5 over.
Uh-oh.
Heath Degala was 6 over. He's been Rory, 7 over. Tiger, 7 over. Cam Smith, 7 over. Louis Oosthuizen, 7 over.
Tiger's 7 over?
Yeah.
Wow. Why do we still watch this guy, dude?
Maybe ESPN was right not to have him at number.
John Daly, I'm telling you. 11 over.
John Daly still golfs, huh?
Ernie Els, 10 over. Well, you can play until you're 60.
Oh, 58. He's only 58? Thought he was older.
Wow.
Yeah, so John Daly's still in it.
Time has not been kind to him.
Todd Hamilton, Ernie Els, these are all people that have, you know, won it.
John Daly looks like Rex Ryan's older brother.
He does.
The one that they keep hitting away from family.
Yes. Yeah. This is the black sheep of the family for sure.
Right. But sometimes the black sheep will say, I don't know why y'all call me the black sheep. I'm keeping it real in and out. All y'all.
That's usually the case, to be honest.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, you know, what they say, you can go with this or you can go with that. The choice is yours.
Scheffler is now even par, by the way. He was 1 under, but I just saw him.
I'm sorry. That was a great black sheep joke. You guys want to sleep on that completely, but that's a point if you're going to ask me. Well, no, it's fine. You know, tough crowd. Oh. Any other notable names at the bottom of that leaderboard?
No, I mean, that was pretty much the bottom of it. You know, between Ernie Els, who just won his first major on the senior tour, between Ernie Els and John Daly. Remember, Tom Watson almost won it at 59.
I remember that.
Hmm.
You know who won it that year?
I don't remember who actually won it.
I want to say Stuart Sink.
Oh, how could we forget? Stuart Sink, my boy.
Yeah.
Went on to have a pretty good career, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Nope. Never heard of him. Intangible.
So right now, four under is leading. Justin Thomas is at 3 under, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys at 2 under. So, man, this is close. I would literally say all you have to do is make the cut. If you make the cut and have one good round, you can get there. But it looks tough because the best round so far is 68.
Wow.
And that's crazy because usually on the first day of a major, you have one of those people that just go out there and shoot a crazy number. But I'm looking at this weather, and it's windy, and it's cold. They got jackets on they're golfing with.
We should have sent you out there to the Windowplex to do the weather on location.
That's right, man.
You know weather on location?
Throw some grass
up. I've never been over there. I've been invited.
Since Scotland, right?
To go on a golfing trip. But guess why I never went?
Oh, let me.
I don't know.
Me.
Go. You have to buzz in.
Leroy doesn't believe in travel because his people aren't appreciated elsewhere.
No,
that's
not it.
That's why he said he didn't go to Paris.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Which all that walking. True. All that walking. A lot of diversity too. In Paris.
All that walking.
Kanye West and Jay-Z proved it.
So you're I kind of gave you a little. There's no golf carts.
No golf carts. You got to walk.
Every round of golf you play, you got to take a caddy and walk.
Oh, man.
I ain't about that life no more.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
South submits a last-minute dad joke. Why did Marcus's feet have to log into Zoom? For a webinar. Oh, that's funny. That's funny to you, huh? Oh, that's the one where you laugh, huh? Hilarious.
That's a good one.
Oh,
I knew it had something to do with web, but I couldn't quite get there.
So good.
It's a webinar.
That's all we, like, isn't it crazy that 75 people come into work at our building?
Yep.
And then they immediately do webinars with one another?
How great is that?
Oh. I did yesterday a private event at the Improv in which there was a meeting going on in the Improv as well as another 200 people on a Zoom, and I somehow had to wire it so that he was using a microphone that the people heard on Zoom and a microphone that people were able to hear throughout the venue. And it definitely required all of my brain power, so that's why I can't read today, and that's why my music trivia was five questions.
That's a good excuse, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm checking into rehab, so what can I say?
You know what?
Why? Oh, and she could do it, though. She could do it, though. Sick of this, hey, dude.
Listen, this. She could check into wherever she need to check in.
Minus one.
That don't undo what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm scarred for life.
It's not going to.
With that rendition.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, God bless her and her journey.
I hope everything goes well. I mean, one of the greatest to ever sing the song. My heart will sing. Thanks to Martin Luther King. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
There's no way I can be the only one hearing the sound effects that are being
the childlike laughter
blared through the microphone.
No, I was watching.
It's Leroy, and I'm out here blaming you.
Hey, I was watching something ridiculous. Ready?
Yes.
Look at this.
All right. It looks like a roller coaster that's going.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what I was thinking?
Ooh, what were you?
Look at all them white people.
Fair. That made me want to throw up. Just
no, it's too much. Too much.
I just
too much. That's even too intangible for me.
Nah, that's too crazy. That doesn't even look fun, though. It looks like you're just literally holding on for life.
You want tortured?
What in the world are they doing?
Before Leroy was watching a hilarious video, I played Happy Birthday from Stevie Wonder. And do you know why, Dono?
Whose birthday?
I'm guessing it's somebody's birthday.
Wow, he's good. It is indeed Leroy's biggest foe, JFig. No, Leroy's biggest foe, Bam Adebayo, celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, it's Bam's birthday. Oh, hey,
Bam. Yes.
Happy birthday, Bam.
Happy birthday, Bam. 27 years old.
Always, Bam.
Always.
27. Yep.
That's where they say the prime begins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hitting the prime.
Well, they say 6 or 7
on prime day. Or are we a day late?
So this is his 6th year or 7th year?
It's prime day. He was drafted in 1943. No, drafted in 2017. So he is going on his 7th year, I believe.
7th year. Yeah.
Solid. Pretty good. Leroy, can you do us a favor of giving us an update of the golf leaderboard in the Open Championship?
Hold on.
Brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there. Last we checked, it was a bloodbath, according to Leroy.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty ridiculous. There is the leading score at the moment is 4 under, and that's one person, Shane Lowry. Justin Thomas is done for the day. He's at 3 under. Xander Schauffele is at 3 under. He's contending again. Alex Noren and Nicholas Højgaard, who has a brother also playing in it. If you want to look for any of the guys that we know, I like to go over a couple of the
how's
Scheffler the live players. Brooks Koepka. How's Scheffler is 1 under.
Okay.
He's playing right now 3-11.
Okay.
But let's get to some of the live players. Jordan Spieth is at 1 under. He's not a live player. Let me get down. I'm trying to get to Tiger. Tiger. Oh, Åberg shot 4 over. Åberg. DeChambeau 5 over. Oh, Heath DeGala was 6 over. He's been Rory 7 over. Tiger 7 over. Cam Smith 7 over. Louis Oosthuizen 7 over.
Tiger's 7 over.
Yeah.
Wow. Why do we still watch this guy, dude? Day. Why?
Maybe ESPN was right not to have him at number
John Daly. I'm telling you. 11 over.
John Daly still golfs, huh?
Ernie Els, 10 over. Well, you can play until you're 60.
Oh, 58. He's only 58? Thought he was older.
Wow.
Yeah, so John Daly's still in it.
Time has not been kind to him.
Todd Hamilton, Ernie Els, these are all people that have, you know, won it.
John Daly looks like Rex Ryan's older brother.
He does.
The one that they keep hitting away from family.
Yes. Yeah. This is the black sheep of the family for sure.
Right. But sometimes the black sheep will say, I don't know why y'all call me the black sheep. I'm keeping it real in and out, all y'all.
That's usually the case, to be honest.
Yeah,
sure.
But, you know, what they say, you can go with this or you can go with that. The choice is yours.
Scheffler is now even par, by the way. He was one under, but I just saw him.
I'm sorry. That was a great black sheep joke. You guys want to sleep on that completely, but that's a point if you can ask me. Well, no, it's fine. You know, tough crowd. Any other notable names at the bottom of that leaderboard?
No, I mean, that was pretty much the bottom of it. You know, between Ernie Els, who just won his first major on the senior tour, between Ernie Els and John Daly. Remember, Tom Watson almost won it at 59.
I remember that.
Hmm.
You know who won it that year?
I don't remember who actually won it.
I want to say Stuart Sink.
Oh, how could we forget? Stuart Sink, my boy.
Yeah.
Went on to have a pretty good career, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Nope. Never heard of him. Intangible. Mm.
So, yeah. So, right now, four under is leading. Justin Thomas is at three under. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys at two under. So, man, this is close. I would literally say all you have to do is make the cut. Mm. If you make the cut and have one good round, you can get there. But it looks tough because the best round so far is 68.
Wow.
And that's crazy because usually on the first day of a major, you have one of those people that just go out there and shoot a crazy number. But I'm looking at this weather, and it's windy, and it's cold. They got jackets on they're golfing with.
We should have sent you out there to the Windowplex to do the weather on location.
That's right, man.
You know weather on location?
Throw some grass
up. I've never been over there. I've been invited.
Since Scotland, right?
To go on a golfing trip. But guess why I never went?
Oh, let me.
I don't know.
Me.
Go. You have to buzz in.
Leroy doesn't believe in travel because his people aren't appreciated elsewhere.
No,
That's why he said he didn't go to Paris.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Which all that walking. True. I think all that a lot walking. Of diversity too. In Paris.
All that walking.
Kanye West and Jay-Z proved it.
So you're I kind of gave you a little. There's no golf carts.
No golf carts. You got to walk.
Every round of golf you play, you got to take a caddy and walk.
Oh, man.
I ain't about that life no more.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Date South submits a last minute dad joke. Why did Marcus's feet have to log into Zoom? For a webinar. Oh, that's funny. That's funny to you, huh? Oh, that's the one where you laugh, huh? Hilarious.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, really? I knew it had something to do with web, but I couldn't quite get there.
So good.
It's a webinar.
That's all we, like, isn't it crazy that 75 people come into work at our building?
Yep.
And then they immediately do webinars with one another?
How great is that?
Oh. I did yesterday a private event at the Improv in which there was a meeting going on in the Improv as well as another 200 people on a Zoom, and I somehow had to wire it so that he was using a microphone that the people heard on Zoom and a microphone that people were able to hear throughout the venue. And it definitely required all of my brain power, so that's why I can't read today, and that's why my music trivia was 5 questions.
That's a good excuse, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm checking into rehab, so what can I say?
You know what? Minus
oh, why? Oh, and she could do it, though. She could do it, though. Sick of this,
hey,
dude.
Listen, she could check into wherever she need to check in.
Minus one.
That don't undo what she did.
Yeah.
No. I'm scarred for life.
It's not going to.
With that rendition.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, God bless her and her journey.
I hope everything goes well. I mean, one of the greatest to ever sing the song was Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh.
she was on that stuff.
Yeah.
That's true.
Didn't bother her.
Didn't affect her. That's she was saying. On harder stuff than that.
Never went to rehab. Yeah. You know why? Okay. Because as VLKV points out, rehab's for quitters. tomorrow.
But, hey, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, Whitney Houston, she was on some stuff.
Some performance enhancing. Well, I wouldn't even say enhancing if I had to be honest.
Yeah.
Performance altering substance.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. And that was the best. Like, yeah, they still play that.
Oh, yeah. They should have just played that the other day instead of letting her sing it.
And it was on the charts.
Yeah.
Hmm. Actually, you know what? This brings up a question I heard Dono, you and Dan Day debating yesterday. Should sporting events in the United States just revert to playing the instrumental? Or should we continue to do what we've been doing?
I mean, I think if nothing else, they should have the instrumental ready as a backup. Like, yeah. just in case your singer, you know, shows up smashed, then maybe you have something in the can ready to go.
Yeah, or she should have. She should have just said, y'all help me sing this.
Or as they see it going south, they lower down her microphone and pot up her.
Anyone!
Yeah.
Literally anyone.
Anyone!
Fergie would have been better. Pot up Fergie.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have just thrown like a YouTube ad in the middle of her performance.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, sorry, you got to watch this for the next 30 seconds.
Well, no, but what me
they
and Dan were saying.
They could have potted up her pre-recording. Yeah, maybe her rehearsal was better.
What me and Dan were talking about was like there's this very American thing where like everybody has to like add their own interpretation to the national anthem. Like they got to make it like, you know, they got to add their flair to it, which sometimes can go terribly wrong. Yeah. Whereas like when you're listening to the Italian national anthem, it sounds exactly the same every time, no matter who's singing it. And the hit rate is much higher. The hit rate on the Italian national anthem is 100%. The hit rate on the Star Spangled Banner is at like a 64. Because people try to do too much to it.
Yeah. You ask them to be original.
Yeah.
And then you complain about them being original. I would just like to ask, just be there.
Just be mentally present of where you're at right now.
Whatever your rendition is, be there.
We've seen it. We've seen it multiple times.
There should be approval beforehand, unless there is.
I'm going to say this. I don't think Major League Baseball and the people that were running the All-Star game or the Home Run Derby thought that you had to do a breathalyzer before you send the artist out there. That the artist would have more professionalism and know that maybe I ought to wait until after I sing this before I go and get...
Well, there needs to be someone on the job for that, okay?
We need to vet them from now on, all right? They shall not ruin my national anthem anymore. Roseanne Barr, where are you?
Hey, did her downloads go up?
Yeah, I need more statistics.
They had.
Likely. I don't know what number they were before.
If I type in Ingrid statistics, do you think that's something that will... No? Okay.
Her purr.
I mean...
What is her purr? What is her war?
Her purr. How many beers per bar.
How many yards after catch does she get? Tomorrow, Dono, are you... I think you mentioned you're out tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not here tomorrow.
Dono, out tomorrow, but we thank him for his valiant service. Yeah. We appreciate you thoroughly, Dono.
Thanks for winning that game show. Right, I had to get out on a high note.
That's why I let you win.
Hey, that's the email we get when somebody's no longer with us.
Yes, Dono, please.
So-and-so would not be with us any longer. We like to thank them.
Oh, no.
For their,
So after this.
Marcos. That's why I said don't use that line.
Dono, please meet me in my office after this and bring your badge. Man,
think about this. Me and Toby got called into that office like 2 times. And we thought, oh, boy, they're making some changes.
This is it.
This is it.
They made changes. They said,
you're in the morning.
Yeah.
Now you're in midday.
Hmm. Yep. Now you got a frog as your producer.
I kind of like, I got to tell you, I kind of like the morning. I like the morning because you can be done.
Yeah, getting up early sucks, but being done at 10 was always the best part.
But here's the problem. Here's what I've learned about that early shift.
He said shift, everyone. He said shift.
I heard
I said shift.
Yes. Just want to make sure you all heard.
While I appreciate being done early, all my friends are still working.
Yeah, they're just starting. Yeah.
You go home, you like.
Mind you, after that show, there was a mandatory nap afterwards.
Oh, you got to take
it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, got to take
that. Mandatory.
Yeah. What time is it?
All right, it's time now for Leroy's mandatory nap of 2 p.m.
Yeah, mandatory.
Well, mind you, you took a mandatory nap during the show. So.
That's true. We do remember. Oh, he said, what?
I'm pretty sure that was during the morning.
That was it. Was it during the morning show?
I remember.
100%. Come on. You're going to tell me this didn't happen?
Oh, man.
We had a blankie and everything.
Sleeps gracefully, my dad.
I keep moving.
Like, the same one, too.
Yeah.
Looks comfy.
Yeah, it's comfy. It is.
He was in a deep sleep, mind you. Like,
no, I was just no.
Just that
was
resting just resting. Inside. Oh yeah, that was not.
No,
yeah.
You were in a deep sleep because we were talking to you and you did not respond.
But did I jump up and I surprised? No, jumped. I just
did.
You know, he got it. He got up gracefully. He did get up gracefully. Yeah. It wasn't snoring. It was not snoring at all.
I'll snore.
Tomorrow, it'll be me, Leroy, and J-Fig here to give you the silly sauce.
You know what that means?
A lot of trivia.
And Bob Barker.
Oh, Price is Right. Here we go. Back at it again. Thank you guys for putting up with the shenanigans, and we will talk to you tomorrow.